Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. So, the mayor says, hey, it's another screw-up. Hey, really, you know, it's nothing I can do.
Why are you mayor then?
I mean, honestly, if your default position all the time is, there's nothing I can do, maybe you should have somebody in the mayor's office who says, ooh, I think there's something I can do. Good Lord, I know, he seems to be a very nice guy. Right now, when everybody... Well, no, I don't want to go full maroon just yet, simply because, I mean, he's a medical doctor. He's smarter than I am. And if he's a maroon, what the hell am I? So, no, but God, dude, you got to man up here. Are we allowed to say that anymore, or is somebody going to get offended?
No, he said, man up. What about those people who are...
Shut up if you're those people. That's all I'm saying. No, just man up, man. Just do something. Take a stand. Really, you can do it. You can do it. I think you can do it. I think I can. Joe Biden has cancer. All right. Does anybody wish cancer upon him? No, of course not. And if you do, you're a horrible human being. The rest of us are sitting back and saying, gosh, I'm terribly sorry to hear that the former president has cancer. But I do find the timing rather suspect. Because we had all been talking about his mental decline through the years, the self-serving, sanctimonious, left-wing, pseudo-reporters are now hawking books that are hitting the stands, if you will, momentarily. That will describe what a buffoon and a decrepit excuse Joe Biden was all along. And how the Democrats and the very people who wrote these books covered up for Joe Biden. But, in the middle of it, a cancer diagnosis is released, which is designed, in my opinion, to get people to stop talking about the Joe Biden situation. Let me give you an example. Remember David Axelrod, a political operative for Barack Obama? Take a listen to cut number 7.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think those conversations are going to happen, but they should be more muted and set aside for now as he's struggling through this. It shouldn't be stunning because prostate cancer is so common mm-hmm. among men at his stage in life. Most men, if they live long enough, deal with prostate cancer. But and it's great news that they think that it's manageable, but jarring nonetheless. You know, the thing, Fred, is that people who serve in these offices, they sort of become embedded in our lives. And, you know, and this is a reminder that that no one's immortal. And so it's jarring. And I had the opportunity to serve with Vice President Biden for 2 years in the White House. And I was around when some of the...
That's enough with him already. All right, the important part happened at the beginning. Oh, well, now we shouldn't be talking about what a grossly incompetent boob he was. All right, got it. Tell me that it was mistaken. Oh, speaking of grossly incompetent boobs, everybody remember Mr. Potato Head, Brian Stelter from CNN? He's kind of sort of back. And guess what? Yes, he has an opinion on this. Shocked, I know. Cut number 5.
CNN chief media analyst Brian Stelter is joining us now. And Brian, thanks for jumping on with us. Look, this is breaking news that came just about 2 hours ago, and it is now rippling through, television media, online. How are people consuming this? How is it reaching people?
And, you know, I'm seeing some prostate cancer survivors, people who have lived with this disease, who have been through this, expressing support, both condolences, but also support and cheering Biden on as he faces this. The timing, Jessica, is just extraordinary. We mm-hmm. know from the statement from his personal spokesman that Biden learned of the diagnosis on Friday. Well, what was the biggest Biden story on Friday? It was the release of those audio excerpts from his conversations with Robert Herr back in 2023. This was the audio that Axios obtained, almost certainly from the Trump administration, showing memory lapses. And you heard a lot of people on Friday talking about that audio being hard to hear, even excruciating to hear, Biden showing his age on those audio tapes that had never been heard by the public until now. So on the day that story was breaking, Biden was facing this personal news, at least that's according to the statement from his personal spokesman. So you have that as one element of the timing here. And then you have, as you and Paul just acknowledged, this book coming out, one of the biggest political books in several years. Take out our colleague Jake Tapper for a second. This book, no matter who, no matter where it was coming from, was going to be a very big blockbuster book. And it just so happens two of the best reporters in Washington, Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson, are the authors of it. It's already a bestseller based on the number of pre-orders. And so this book comes out in 2 days, but some of the excerpts have already come out. And it's reignited this debate in Washington and beyond within the Democratic Party about Biden, about whether he should have run for re-election at all. So it seems to me, Jessica, this debate doesn't end at all, but it is briefly put on pause as a result of today's news.
Absolutely. And as people...
Is it put on pause, Brian? Is that what we're doing? I don't intend to put it on pause. I can, at the same time that I offer sympathies and prayers for Joe Biden, point out what a despicable period of time his administration was. What a terrible period of time it was for the United States of America. I do find it interesting. I mentioned at the very beginning of this program that over the weekend, I'm looking at my friend John Reed's social media stuff, and John was talking...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
About this Herr conversation with Biden, pointing that out, posting it, commenting, blah, 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 blah. And one of the local news readers who I guess must hate John. I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I don't know any of the ins and outs of the TV news reading world. I have no interest in that. None. So anyway, but this guy apparently reads the news and he doesn't like John. And so he was all over John this past weekend. And I thought, why? I did. I actually said out loud after reading one of these ridiculous posts, I said, well, why? Are you doing that? And then I began to see, oh, so John had posted whatever he posted. And I'm just giving you numbers so you understand. Say 10 o'clock in the morning. And then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the story about the cancer is released. And this guy who's knocking John, I mean, really nasty and vicious and just totally just not based in any sense of reality that I could see. How dare you do this? It was the tone. And there were a lot of people pointing out, hey, you know, John posted this hours before this other story came out. He wasn't in any way trying to take away from the cancer story. It was another story. It's just bizarre. So I don't know. Is it just this left-wing passion for covering for other left-wingers? Is it a hatred for John? Could be. Is it a hatred for John because he's a conservative and a Republican? Maybe. And why, if you are reading the news, I mean, when I watch people every once in a while reading the news, I shouldn't really know what their opinions are, right? Or shouldn't they just be reading the news to me if I'm watching TV news? If you're watching TV news, do you expect to know what the person's beliefs are? Or do you expect the person who is the news reader on television to have at least the ability to pretend that he's impartial, even if he isn't? It struck me as so bizarre. I want to remind you, closer and closer we get to Memorial Day, please do not wish anyone a happy Memorial Day. This is one of my pet peeves. People do it every year. Have a happy Memorial Day. All right, well, you just have a barn burner of a funeral then, okay? Because that's what you're saying. It's just wrong. It's also not the day to thank people for their service or to thank people who are serving. There are separate holidays. Veterans Day and Armed Forces Day. I mean, this really, honest to goodness, is about people who made that ultimate sacrifice. So please, no happy Memorial Days. That's all I'm asking you. We are going to chat with a buddy of mine, Dr. Brian Snyder. We'll do that at 5:35 from Chronic Care of Richmond Weight Loss RBA. Hey, the pool is opening in a week. And there are a lot of people saying, I got to put on a swimsuit. I'm going to go to the pool. All right. Brian Snyder probably has a tip or two on how to get yourself into some better shape. I need the best plaque maker in Central Virginia. And I know that this sounds absolutely crazy as one who has redubbed the Plaque Shack and is trying to remove a number of plaques because I want more photos of things that happen with people. But we are starting, I am starting a new award. That's all I'm going to say. I will not give you too many details, but I'm starting a new award, and it is going to require the creation of a beautiful plaque for the first recipient. So I need the best plaque maker in Central Virginia to handle the assignment. If you have any suggestions, please text them on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And no, I'm not asking anybody for a freebie. We will absolutely pay top dollar. We want the best plaque made by the best plaque maker in Central Virginia for this new special award that I will be telling you about in the weeks and weeks to come. 833-804-1140. You've got a suggestion. You know somebody at some trophy shop that you're telling me is the best. If you've got a best plaque maker you've used, again, 833-804-1140. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.